April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It means that it's a month to honor survivors of sexual assault and honor their voices, honor their stories, and try to really talk about sexual assault as an issue. I know it's a very challenging, very difficult, and often very painful topic to discuss. Certainly not something that we want to address head on usually if we see it, but it's something that's really, really important for the health of our communities, for the health of our children and our adults, and ultimately for our country to be strong and healthy moving forward.
It's, I think, been highlighted by the Me Too movement.
The great thing about, you know, there's a lot of different takes on the Me Too movement, but the great thing about it is that it's provided a platform for survivors who maybe didn't feel comfortable, feel like they had a platform to come out and be believed and be supported, to come out and talk about their experiences with sexual assault and have people believe them and support them in that context. I also think it brings up other questions like, why have people been so quiet for so long? What about the way we treat survivors has kept so many people in the dark? I think those are important things to look at, is why it took the Me Too movement for so much of this stuff to come to light. You know, one of the big things I say, no matter who I'm talking to, is there's two sentences you can always remember that comes with being an ally of survivors. One is, I believe you, and one is, it's not your fault. Unfortunately, we blame people for something that they had no control over, and that's someone else sexually assaulting them. We make it about what they wore, what they did, their actions, their behaviors, their dress, and not about the act of the person who perpetrated the crime. And very often we don't believe them when they're telling us what's happened to them. The CDC estimates, and the example of children, the CDC estimates that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will experience sexual assault, and that only 8 to 10% of those will ever falsely report. So that 90% of the reports children make about being sexually assaulted are true. But the problem is I don't think we're always believing our kids. And that's really important, is that we believe children, we support them, and we let them know it's not their fault.
And where can people get help if they are seeking help?
Our services are 100% confidential and 100% free. I always encourage people that therapy is a good option, avenue as well, to deal with some of the deep-seated trauma that comes along with sexual abuse and childhood abuse as well. But they can come reach out to us or any agency in their local area for free confidential services and maybe help in navigating some of those channels, the mental health channels, the counseling channels, and occasionally the justice system channels that come up as well.
Talk about the event that's coming up.
Yeah, so on April 14th, this Saturday, we are having a memorial for Avery Edwards, a young child who lost his life here in our community last year. The 14th is the 1-year anniversary. So part of the occasion is to commemorate that life and the importance of that life in every life. But then we're also going to be, and that was originally scheduled to be at the courthouse. Due to inclement weather, we're looking at moving that to the Newbold Town Hall. After that commences, we are having a celebration, celebrating families, celebrating and honoring our first responders who so often have to face pretty horrendous scenes and deal with this stuff firsthand, paying honor to them as well and the work that they do to keep our communities safe, and then celebrating families, having some fun, having some food, getting together and being a community. Supporting each other.